Maseches Trumos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah lists other cases where someone who eats a non-kohen that eats truma b'shegeg will not have to add a fifth. The previous Mishnah we mentioned a bas kohen that married Yisrael. Here are other cases. Hamaychol asbanav ketanim v'savadav ben gedayim ben ketanim. Someone who feeds his children that are ketanim, so boys or girls under bar and bas mitzvah, or his slaves. These are avadim kananim, they're slaves, whether they're gedolim or whether they're ketanim, whether they're above bar bas mitzvah or below. In such a case, the fifth is not going to need to be paid because the baal habayis, the father, is going to have to pay the principal for stealing from the kananim. But the fifth is only paid by the person eating, and these people are not liable to such payments under bar bas mitzvah and the slaves. All other cases, ha'eichel trumas chutzlar, someone who eats truma that was separated from produce grown in outside of Eretz Yisrael. Certain countries that surrounded Eretz Yisrael, they had an obligation midrabanan to take off truma, and on those produce, that truma, someone who eats it is not obligated to pay a fifth. Doesn't have the same halachas as truma deraisa regarding this. Va'eichel pachas mikizayas truma, also someone who eats less than a kizayas, an olive size volume of truma. All these cases, mishalem as a karen, you have to pay the principal of in mishalem as a chemish, but you don't pay the extra fifth. And also by tashlum and chulin, the payments that are given for the principal remain chulin, but not, they don't get truma status. They're not like the regular payments that get truma status. V'imratza akayin limchol meichol, and if the kain wants to be meichol, forego on the payment, he can do so and exempt the Yisrael from having to pay this replacement fee. Unlike a regular case of eating truma b'shegeg, where there's an obligation to pay a fifth, and the payment becomes truma, and the kain cannot be meichel. Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah sums up these halachas that we learned in the previous Mishnahs. Zeraklal. This is the general rule. Kol ha-mishalim karen v'chemish. Anyone who has to pay a full payment of the principal and the extra fifth, hatashlum and truma, the payments will get truma status. And also, imratza kain limchal ein meichel. If the kain wants to be meichel, forgo on the payment, he cannot do it. The terah obligates the payment and has to be paid. V'chol mishalim as a kain, ein mishalim as a chaimish. But all the cases where the principal is paid, but the fifth is not added on, is not paid, then hatashlum and chulin, the payment remains chulin, imratza kain limchal. Meichel. And if the kain wants to be meichel for going on the payment, he can do so, and there will be no obligation to pay.